youth, and young adults. This is Jen coming to you today with a word that I think is going to be potentially a game changer for you. I've been thinking back on my years in high school, college, as a young adult, and one of the biggest things that I have learned or discovered, both the hard way and from leaders and amazing mentors in my life helping me to understand this truth, which, like I said, this really is a game changer. So lean in for the next few minutes, because what I'm about to share with you is something that God continues to bring to the forefront of who I am and what I do, and continues to guard me and help me stay on the path towards just pure devotion and discipleship with the Lord. And so what I want to talk about is two different words that are very important for us to grasp. I want to talk about the difference between assignment and identity. Oh, this is going to be good, so lean in. There is a big difference between being faithful with an assignment in our life and knowing our identity. And I believe that it's one of the tactics of the enemy to confuse these two. He wants our assignment to become our identity. He wants the thing that we do, whether it's something I'm doing for the Lord or a season in my life, he wants my identity to be wrapped up in an assignment or in a position or in a season that I find myself in. But God is constantly calling us and purifying us so that our identity and our joy and who we are as believers is never rooted in what I'm doing for a season, but who I am in Christ. So I want to unpack this a little bit. And really, there's a lot that we could do with this, but I want to just start off by sharing a couple times in my life where I really had to learn this the hard way. I think back in high school, and perhaps you find yourself, you know, you're in high school and maybe you've committed yourself to a sport or a certain activity where it's very normal in that sport, in that activity, in that interest or passion that you have, where you want to be the best. You want to be the strongest, the fastest, you know, the first chosen. It's just our natural instinct or competitiveness maybe to be on top. And I remember it was my senior year. And one of the things that I loved doing when I was in high school is I loved theater. I loved music. I loved that stuff. And so every year there would be a musical that we would do. And I auditioned for this musical. And the year before, as a junior, I had a lead role and it was awesome and so much fun. And so here I am a senior and the play was coming, auditions were coming, and I thought, oh, I'll try out again. And I kind of had this like secret confidence, or really honestly, pride in my heart, realizing, oh, I'm going to try out and I bet I'll get another lead role. Because it's very typical. You know, if you do well your junior year, you'll do well your senior year. Well, auditions came and went. I even had friends of mine saying, oh, Jen, I know you'll get that lead part. Oh, you did so great. I know it's coming. Well, it came day for the list to be posted for everybody to see what part they would play, what they would do. And I remember walking up to that list and not seeing my name at the top next to a lead character's role, but I scrolled down to the bottom of the page and I had a very general, generic role for that play, for that production. And can I tell you, I was heartbroken. I was embarrassed. And that was one of the times where God really sifted my heart, where I realized, man, part of my identity was success in that area of my life. A passion of mine had become really out of balance. And at that point, I knew, wow, okay, This hurt more than it should have. This was harder for me to swallow than I want to admit. And one of the ways that we can know the difference between our identity and an assignment or a door that the Lord has opened is it's okay to be disappointed to not get something or get to do something, but it's a whole nother thing to be devastated. And I was devastated. And it took a period of time for the Lord to build me back up. And really, I had to learn in that season that my identity cannot be in what I do or the success that I have in this area of my life. It's got to be in Christ. I got to be bigger than this thing. It's got to run deeper. And another time in my life, I think as a young adult, early on in ministry, I was serving as a leader. And there came a time where, you know, I was a leader where every single week I was leading in this certain way. But then after a couple years, new leaders began to emerge and develop within the ministry. And there came a time where I needed to step aside, and it was another leader's opportunity to step in and begin to grow. So when someone else's opportunity comes along, that means you might be doing less. And again, it was harder than I thought it would be. I realized part of my identity started to get wrapped into that role of leadership, because when it was time to step aside or share the assignment, it was difficult for me. Again, it's okay to be disappointed, but to be devastated, that's kind of when we know, okay, I had a soul tie to this thing, to this role, to this position. And that's not okay. It's not okay. And I think about in the Bible, in the Old Testament, someone who always catches my attention that I think, man, what a bummer that must have been, is Moses. He was someone who, man, if he wrapped up his identity and his assignment, he could have been very heartbroken and devastated. You know, he was called to lead the children of Israel out of bondage, out of slavery, and into the promised land. And did you know that at the end of his life, he had to pass on that assignment to somebody else, and he died there in the desert? He never got to see the promised land. He never got to cross over and experience the fulfillment of that assignment, but he stewarded that assignment for a season, and then he had to pass it along to somebody else. I think, man, that must have been so difficult. But that tells me that Moses's worth and Moses's life purpose was not about success. It was about faithfulness. It was about being obedient. And it was about stewarding something until it was time to pass it along to somebody else. And you know, in the New Testament, Jesus sent out his disciples when ministry was first beginning. Jesus had started his ministry and he said, okay, it's time for you to go out by twos. I want you to go out there and I want you to share the message that I've been sharing. I'm going to give you power and authority to cast out demons and to heal people and do the things that you've seen me do. When these disciples went out and then they came back, they didn't have total success. In fact, there was kickback and there was resistance and there were miracles that they couldn't do. And here they were coming back to Jesus, where if their identity was in the success of that assignment, they could have been devastated and said, that's it. I can't be a disciple. I guess if people aren't going to listen to me, or if I can't do things successfully, then I just quit. I'm out. But no, it was an assignment to go out, to be obedient, to do the thing that Jesus asked them to do, and then come back. But ultimately, at the end of the day, that is not your identity. Our identity must be found in Christ. You know, there's a difference between assignment and identity. Assignment is temporary and seasonal. It's an open door set before you by God. But identity is enduring and does not change from assignment to assignment. I can never let what I do for the Lord or a season of life I'm in become who I am. Because when that season comes to an end, or when the Lord calls me somewhere else, it's going to shake me. It's going to be difficult to walk away from that thing. An assignment is all about obedience and being faithful. It's not about success or praise from man. If I'm doing something to be successful or to get the approval of others, then I'm not really seeing the door that God has opened for me the right perspective. I need to be first and foremost obedient to God. An assignment is about stewardship, being faithful to fulfill that thing that God has entrusted you with. But then there comes a time to allow others to steward it. You may be a leader for a season, but that's not who you are. That's an assignment you need to be faithful with and steward it until God releases you from it. You can know that an assignment might be becoming your identity if you finish or step away from that assignment and you find again that you are just devastated, that you're heartbroken. Again, it's okay to be disappointed or sad that a season is ending or an assignment is ending, but it's a big red flag if you just become devastated or heartbroken about it. Identity runs deep. Assignment is temporary, but our identity is always first and foremost that what? Who am I? I'm a child of God. And my identity is not in a position, but in a person. It's in Jesus Christ. So if I could encourage you with something today, I would tell you, cling tight to Jesus and hold everything else with an open hand. Cling tight to Him. He is where our identity comes from. And everything else that God has entrusted you with, whether you're a student, whether it's a job that you have right now, whether it's a role of leadership, hold that with an open hand. Be faithful. Steward it well. But don't let that thing become your identity. Don't let what you do become who you are, because that's not who you are. That's an assignment that God has for you in this season, so be faithful for it. Hey, as I wrap this up today, I just want to let you know we got something exciting happening later in the week. Pastor Paul Doherty, who's going to be here for convention, he is going to be a special guest here on the podcast, and it's going to be awesome. So be sure that you tune in later this week to hear from Pastor Paul. You're going to love his heart. You're going to love hearing from him. He just is authentic, genuine in his love for Christ. He's an incredible pastor down from Oklahoma. So we're so honored and excited to have him here at Cornerstone for convention, as well as being a guest on the podcast. And then as another reminder, if you've got questions about faith, if you are going through something or you come across something in the Bible that you're just curious or wondering about and you want to ask that question to Pastor Luke or Pastor Aaron, all you got to do is email it. Email that question to PastorLucas@ignited.org or PastorAaron@ignited.org. They will take your questions and they will bring them to the podcast. They will talk about them here so that you can continue to grow in your relationship with God, and maybe that area that's been a struggle or a difficulty for you, or that thing you've just been wondering about or have a question about, they'll tackle that together, and hopefully you'll be encouraged by that. So, youth and young adults, have an awesome Monday. It's been great sharing with you again. Let's know our identity. Let's cling to Jesus and hold everything else with a hope in hand. God bless you guys.